Right now on Capitol Hill, Attorney General Jeff Sessions is testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is investigating possible Trump campaign ties to Russia and Russian election hacking. Senators are expected to ask Sessions whether he had a third undisclosed meeting with the Russian ambassador during the campaign and what his role was in the firing of FBI Director James Comey. Here's some of what Sessions said in his opening remarks.
Let me state this clearly, colleagues. I have never met with or had any conversation with any Russians or any foreign officials concerning any type of interference with any campaign or election in the United States. Further, I have no knowledge of any such conversations by anyone connected to the Trump campaign.
Joining us now is NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, the hearing is underway right now. No questions have happened yet, but what has struck you from Senator Sessions or Attorney General Sessions' opening remarks?
Well, you know, so far we've had both Senator Burr and Senator Warner, the chairman and vice chairman of the committee, at least lay out the framework of the kinds of questioning that we're going to hear. We also have begun to hear Senator Sessions deliver his opening remarks, as you noted, and the Russia denials that you played there at the top, certainly a big part of it. He started to get kind of rolling about how any idea that he had colluded with the Russians was a complete fabrication and a detestable lie. He seemed to take some umbrage of the fact that some of his former colleagues here in the Senate were questioning him, given the fact that usually there's a fairly collegial relationship between senators and former senators, which is why it becomes so easy sometimes for some of these former senators to get confirmed to various positions. He also started talking right after that about the Comey firing, and he said that he adopted Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's recommendations, and he called it absurd to suggest that recusal from one investigation means that he can't manage the leadership of the Justice Department, which is certainly going to raise some eyebrows considering calling this one investigation like it's not a big deal is certainly going to make a lot of people wonder just how far does he think his recusal goes.
Well, he recused himself, as we remember, from the investigation because he didn't disclose two meetings he'd had with the Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak. There was reportedly a third meeting at an event at the Mayflower Hotel last year. Here's what Sessions said about that.
I attended a reception with my staff that included at least two dozen people and President Trump, though I do recall several conversations that I had during that pre-speech reception. I do not have any recollection of meeting or talking to the Russian ambassador or any other Russian officials. If any brief interaction occurred in passing with the Russian ambassador during that reception, I do not remember it.
How much trouble is Sessions in here on this issue of his meetings with the Russian ambassador?
Well, you know, let's see how he winds up handling himself in questioning with the rest of this hearing, because people are certainly going to take note of what he said there, that, well, maybe there could have been some discussion in passing. And he's trying to downplay in many ways the fact that, you know, he may have met with Kislyak or he may have talked to him, but he didn't talk to him about, come on now, the big thing, which is whether or not Trump associates colluded to undermine the election. This is the big piece of it that Trump and Sessions both kind of take some objection to. You know, the fact of the matter is how Jeff Sessions handles himself is key here today to his job, because Donald Trump, the president of the United States, is going to be watching, and he has, you know, reportedly been very upset with Jeff Sessions for recusing himself because that recusal, he feels, lit a bit of a match into this investigation. On the other side of that, you have lots of senators, especially Democratic senators, who have a lot of questions they want answered, not just about ties to Russia and, ancillary meetings that Jeff Sessions may or may not have had with a Russian ambassador, but also what is happening you know, within the Justice Department and Comey's firing and whether or not he felt it was inappropriate that the president dismissed him in a meeting to talk to Comey one-on-one.
Domenico, this is the second week in a row that there's been a big hearing that's been all over the TV networks that has been covered live on NPR as part of this Russia investigation. Do you expect this to go on week after week every time a major figure testifies that it captures the national attention?
Well, the more questions are unanswered, the more questions there are going to be. So, you know, whatever the next steps are at the next stage, whenever you have key players in this kind of investigation, you know, going under oath, we're all going to be paying attention, because when one person goes under oath and says something contradictory to somebody else who was under oath, we know somebody was lying, and there are going to be lots of follow-up questions to that.
Domenico Montanaro, lead politics editor for NPR, as the sessions hearing goes on Capitol Hill. Domenico, thanks.
You're welcome, as always.